Grand Rise, Willie Whittle, It Shall Be Dope. This is the podcast. Let's get into it. I want to talk about something today that kind of sat with me this past week, and it's been, you know, all life events. This is all living through my life experiences and me just expressing how I feel about them and hoping that what I provide to others helps them through their journey also. But what I realized is that with the vibrations of people, it creates an erratic equation, which is my science and mathematics of how I decipher people's energies and things like that. Important quote, and I believe in it. When I read it, it hit home for me, and it just made me really think about what we put in the air for us, all right? So it's a Bruce Lee quote, and Bruce Lee said, "Don't speak negatively about yourself, even if it's a joke. Your body won't know the difference. Change the way you speak about yourself, and it will change your life. When you are not changing, you are also choosing." Every day we get the opportunity to be who we are. And I hope it's real. I hope you're as real as you say. As my man Stove Guy Cook says. I hope you 100, right? So the only person who's going to know you 100 is you. You the only one who knows how you feel about what you feel. And that's the key to life. It's only you and your journey. Now, other people can accompany you, accommodate, and help you push to your goal, and that's fantastic. They can motivate you, but to understand that motivation is a great thing, but it's from the outside. It's an external push off of what you feel inside. You need inspiration. If you are not inspired, if that passion is not ignited inside of you and you're not fueled towards your mission, you're not fueled towards your path. And to understand that you may feel defeated, that's okay. We do have to get up and we do have to keep on going, but don't beat yourself up and don't speak negatively about yourself. You can always change your energy. And that's an important piece to me. And I'm pretty sure to others. But for real, to me, like, I could sit back and I could think about all of the negatives and a checklist. And then when I look at the positives, I try to treat it like silver lining. And it may not be as silver as I want it to be. But I try to find the positives and things. And then, after I read this quote, I decided to reflect on the positives, and then I didn't have time for the negative. I reflected on how well this turned out. I reflected on what I could make it and how I could make it my own. And then to speak on it is very important, because I know that a lot of people struggle with this. This is where most people find themselves down in the dumps and depressed, but it's our energy, and we do have an opportunity to choose whether we want to change it or not. All right? Not saying it's easy, I'm just saying we have the opportunity to choose. So what that means is, like, we as people, or as I like to call us sometimes, variables, we're erratic. We have so many things going on, and we might feel one way, we might feel another way. When you try to bond with one person or you try to mesh energy with another person, it may not turn out the way you want to, and sometimes it might. That's fantastic. But the other thing is, we need to check in with ourselves before we're checking in with some other energies and some other variables. Because that does change your equation. one of my friends this week, co-worker friend, she retired this week. And when I tell you that this woman is a ball of light, just every time you talk to her, you got the utmost of kindness. You got the utmost of positive energy. I was able to work with her on a couple of different customer projects, and you know, sharing my favorite story of her in a little bit, but always when I walked in, just a smile on her face, a good morning, and energized. It wasn't like, you know, hey, good morning, you know, one of those like, hey, I see you, recognize, good morning. It was always intentional, her good morning. It was always focused. It was always energetic. Even when she didn't feel like it, she made sure that she presented to others what she felt in her soul, which was, she was just a genuinely kind, she is a genuinely kind person. And that energy when I walked in was always different. It was needed, necessary, because that's what I want. That's what I want to start my day off with. So she made it a point to continue to be herself. She kept it 100 with herself, and she's kind to people. She's energetic to people. She cherishes those conversations, those bonds. She's invested when she talks to you. And you have to take away, like I had to take away kindness. And I'm a kind person. And when two energies match like that, it's an invigorating feeling. And I was truly blessed to be able to work with her. I wish her so much fun on her retirement. I want her to enjoy retirement as much as we were able to enjoy her at work. Because she's one of those souls that you don't get to run across all the time. Just one of those balls of light that if you are having a bad day, you can go around that person and you can feel enlightened. You can feel energized. Because they give more than what they want to receive. And she didn't want anything from anybody except for them to continue to be kind. And if that's all that someone is asking for and they're not trying to take from you, that's a special person. So congratulations on retiring. Enjoy your life. Enjoy your time. I appreciate the time that we had. And it's funny because what I was going to do was get like two plungers for her retirement, because we had this conversation about trying to use like these two plungers to open a car door window and try to get the door open, which is super funny because I really don't remember how that conversation started. But when we started talking about it, next thing you know, we're talking about these two plungers and putting it against the car window and trying to roll the window down. So I remember that as one of my early on, one of my first conversations with her. And it just went on a tangent, and it was a great thing. It involved a couple other people, and it was fun. It was really fun. So I hope you have a great journey. Continue your journey. And that brings me back to the vibrations of people. You know, you have to speak positive about you before you can speak positive about anything else, because you have to be the one who starts that. You have to be the catalyst, or the true denominating variable in your erratic equation, because that's how you get positive results. I know when I was down a little bit in the dumps or whatever, it was a song that I listened to heavily, And actually, it was like number two on my Spotify last year. And it's the song is called People by Libyanka. And I don't know if you know it. I can't sing, but if you get me singing, I will. But I can't. But if you get an opportunity, check it out. It's a fire song. It has multiple remixes to it. And it is, you know, the people in my house, I guess, was forced to like it at one point because I was, you know, playing game the game at midnight, having this song on repeat, kind of deep in my thoughts, and you know, people don't really know you. Literally a bar from the song. You see people don't really know you. See, I told you if I start singing, it's going to be an issue. as my friend always says, okay, that's enough. Just let them do it. But they don't know. They don't really know you. And you get an opportunity to show people that. But it's hard sometimes. Like in that erratic equation, you don't know who's vibrating how, what other people are going through. So the only thing that you could do is just be a constant variable, as constant as you can be. Keep it 100 with yourself, and stay true to yourself. Speak your mind and make sure that you have the respect and the kindness that you speak with, so you don't upset any other variables. But the truth is the truth, right? The truth is the truth. We don't understand simpler concepts anymore. We just don't. We make everything complex and complicated. Everything is hard. And we never take the time to recenter back to base. We have a golden rule. And, you know, I spoke on this in my other pod, The House Rules. But the golden rule is, you know, do unto others as others will do unto you. It is literally one of the first things that you learn as a kid. And treat people how you want to be treated. So if you want to be checked on, then check on. If you want to be treated with kindness, then be kind. If you want respect, give respect. This is not hard. This equation is not erratic. We as variables bring our own stuff into the equation, and then we make the variables, or then we make the equation erratic. I feel like another song that got to me that made me really think about this concept. 1988, Sade, Love is Stronger Than Pride. Dope record. I'm pretty sure, you know, I was 5 when the record came out, which is crazy. I was 5, and I'm 41 now. And Sade is, you know, the throwback version of, I don't want to say Beyonce or nothing like that. She's the throwback version of maybe a Rihanna or something like that, but different vibe, you know what I'm saying? It's just soulful. Whoever you feel, let me know, because I want to know who you think, like, some of your old schoolers coincided with in the new time. But right now, she'd probably be like a Maeda. Like, Maeda would be more like a Sade, which is a pretty good correlation, I think, because I feel Maeda right now. It's fire album, too. You know, Love is Stronger Than Pride, you know, and I'm not singing that one out. That's her bag. She can have it. But the point is, like, to love, you have to love yourself first. That's how you get your vibrations in order. That's how you understand, like, I'm not speaking negatively about myself. I love me. You know, when you wake up, and the same thing I tell my daughters and my sons, like, you wake up, you know, you wash face, brush your teeth, look at yourself, speak to yourself, understand who you are looking at, because you're not hiding from nobody else but yourself. Anything that you know is for you to know. You're not hiding it from me. You're not hiding it from nobody else, except yourself. And you can only keep it 100 with yourself. And then you can only love yourself. So give yourself that affirmation in the morning. I love me. Because that's stronger than pride. At the end of the day, we're prideful people. We're prideful people. Everybody likes to take pride in the things that they do. And the stuff that they want to do. Their accolades and things like that. But one of the things that I actually applaud myself on. And, you know, I've learned to try to be as selfless as possible. I want to see my people win more than I'm willing to see myself win. And that's probably me being selfless to a fault, because then I throw sacrifice to myself. But I need to learn and continue to love myself as much as I love the people that I coincide with. That's how we break the erratic equation. It's love. It's, you know, people don't really know you, but that love is stronger than pride. So you may not know me, but I know me and I love me. And pridefully enough, like, I can sit here and say how great I am and how dope I am, but that's because I love myself. I'm not trying to let you know, to parade it in front of you, though. But the thing is, I'm dope. You're dope. Be dope. Be like my retiring coworker who shed light on other people because she's dope. Be like Sade because she said love is stronger than pride and she's dope. Libyanka said people don't really know you and she's dope. Like, we're all dope and we all need to vibrate that energy to each other, and then we get it, we reciprocate it, and then the energy will spread positive. And that's how you solve the erratic equation. That's the way that you put the variables in place to solve the erratic equation. Remember, Bruce Lee kicked a lot of ass. And if he was a positive dude and he kicked all that ass, then we can continue to vibrate positive and kick all that ass, especially on our mission to peace, which is what I'm on. So thank you for taking this journey with me. Continue on your mission to peace. And as long as you do it with love, it shall be dope. Have a blessed day, y'all.